One last call just doesn't seem to cut it. Well, some incredible surveillance tape tops our look cross country. Wednesday, 1:30 in the morning, this SUV plows into the front of a Massachusetts liquor store. The driver gets out, apparently looking to wet his whistle. Well, he couldn't reach the bottle, so he ends up just taking off and later caught in a DUI arrest. Oh, yeah, up until this point, by the way, he was well-respected in the community. His name? Dr. Joseph Greel.
I feel very, very badly about what happened and, plan to take suitable action.
Animal control officers in Boise, Idaho took suitable action when they heard about a Jack Russell Terrier caught in a tight spot, like a drainage pipe, for some 19 hours. His name, Eddie. You can actually hear the one-year-old pooch whimpering during the entire rescue process, but all's well that ends well. Eddie's now free and his owner ecstatic. And from Inglewood, Florida, necessity is the mother of all inventions. Since Brian Davids was injured in a traffic accident decades ago, he found conventional wheelchairs to be a real pain. So he made his own type of transportation, something akin to a motorized gurney. He calls it an IGMA, short for It Gets Me Around. Could be a prototype, as Brian is thinking about building more to help injured servicemen and women. Well, there are so many amazing stories within the ranks of our military, but none quite like Army Captain Scotty Smiley. He's a decorated Army Ranger, a family man, and a thrill seeker. Check out Scotty skydiving, and now catching waves in Hawaii, climbing Mount Rainier. Pretty amazing young man, isn't he? Well, the amazing factor just gets bigger. Captain Scott Smiley is blind. The Army's first active duty blind officer ever, and he's living life to the fullest. A car bomb in Mosul, Iraq almost killed him. That bomb went off just yards away, landing him in the hospital and costing him his sight. He writes about it in his book, Hope Unseen, and I sure hope that you'll take a chance to read it.